7 o'clock, and we're all here that are going to be here, so I'll call the meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia is absent. Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Okay, we do have a quorum. We have a lot of visitors tonight. We have Tony Scott from The Record. We have Tyler Rockman from WSPY News. We have Ryan, I forget your last name.
Forrestall.
He's hoping to be a new member on the library board, seeing what it's all about. We have Linda Girardi from the Beacon News. We have Daniel Chacon, who's here as for your scout project, or?
Currently there is no update on that. But
okay. And we have a couple members of our staff back here. We have Jeanette from Children's. We have
Cheryl
from
Circulation.
From where?
Circulation.
Circulation. And
Carol Morris from Friends of the
Home. Okay. So welcome to everybody. We have a full agenda. Any amendments to the agenda? I think it's full enough. So we'll move along to the minutes. We have a couple of minutes that we need to approve. Are there any questions about the minutes? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from two meetings?
Motion to approve the minutes from May 14th and May 22nd.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Correspondence. There is a letter from the state's attorney, which we'll go over later, with the resolution to our Open Meetings Act violation. We have a letter from Plano High School. Can you explain what that was about?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Every year, the senior class of the Plano High School, they have the opportunity to have volunteer hours. For several years, we've had two individuals come in and they help with different tasks around the library. This year, they were responsible for cleaning our toys and wiping down tables and cleaning of the area.
Yeah.
Fabulous. We're very fortunate to have the opportunity to meet some new people and have them in here to assist us. And
sure.
They are benefited by well.
Yeah, especially since they could go to the Plano Library and do that. They come here.
They're here for about 3 hours.
Wow, excellent. Very good. Any other correspondence?
Just the numerous newspaper articles in your packet.
Yeah. We've been very prevalent in the news lately. Unfortunately. Anyway, public comments. Anybody want to say anything from the public? Okay, moving on. Staff comment. Anything from the staff that you want to bring up to the board? We can even include the Friends of the Library over there.
I'm fine.
You're fine? Okay. Report of the treasurer.
All right. This is our
first month of the new fiscal year.
Everything's easy. Everything's easy to read.
Property taxes triple in. Everything's pretty much on target. Elisa did say there's a pretty big bill check to be signed for Cambria. She said that it was, she asked the custodian, the maintenance staff, and they said they just needed a lot of stuff. So otherwise, there's also a payment to Elisa because Costco doesn't take MasterCard. I didn't know that. So
they don't?
No. I think they either take only take American Express or Visa.
So she used her card, and so we reimbursed her. So
that was for the sandwiches for the 4:30.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's business as usual.
Any questions? Any questions about
for multiple people, right?
Yeah, it's front and back.
The one that's everything in the yellow is us always frozen.
Can I have a motion to pay our bills?
Motion to pay our bills in the amount of $22,833.59 for accounts payable, $35,729.84 for payroll, for a total disbursement of $58,563.43.
Second.
Can I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
And Danis?
Yes.
All right. Paid our bills. Report of the director.
I just want to go over some of the highlights from my monthly report. I am contacting other companies to get additional quotes for carpet cleaning. We hope to do the carpet cleaning in August when the library is closed on Sunday. I'm also looking, our DVD recorder for the security camera was on the blink, and we've got a quote to replace that, but right now it's working, and until it starts beeping again, I think we should wait on the replacement on that. As I said, the newspaper articles are in your packet. We will have our next strategic planning session with the staff on Friday. We'll have pizza from 1 to 2 in 2 different shifts. And after 2 to 4, Jason has agreed to come back and be the facilitator for the staff to work on the mission statement and the vision statement. The staff was very positive about being included as part of the strategic plan, the planning for the plan, and they had a good rapport with Jason. So people were very happy. I think we're moving in the right direction, away from negativity into a positive aspect. So I think that was a big plus, including the staff. We started the museum pass, which means that if you're a Yorkville resident, you can come to the library and you can get passes to go to different museums in the area. Nothing downtown, but you can get a pass to go to the Brookfield Zoo. You can go to Aurora has some museums, Children's Museum.
I feel like the SciTech one in Aurora included, no? But the Brookfield Zoo is?
We have an entire list of botanic gardens in Chicago Botanic Gardens. It's not, each museum has guidelines as to what's included. For Brookfield, its admission does not include parking. Botanic Gardens is $30 a park, but this is half. So it's free to get in, but it's $30 a park. But this is half price, so it's $15 for a carload to go to Botanic Gardens. So each museum has four passes, so family can check out a pass for a week in excess. And so it took us a while to get it going, but I think this is something that I had it at McCook Library. People loved it. You have to have a library card from Yorkville. You have to be in good standing. You have to come in person.
Is this including the people who buy the subscription cards?
Yes.
Are they eligible
yes.
for that? Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
So
something a little more that we can offer them.
Right. So we feel that it's probably going to be primarily the children's department involved, but the reference staff upstairs is trained to do it as well. It's fairly easy to do it. Mm-hmm. So that came about, started today.
Excellent.
And we're very busy. Kudos to especially the children's department, youth services department.
Yep.
Since I've been here, I have not seen it this busy, which is great. So keeps the CERT department popping as well. So we have a number of staff members alternating, rotating. Cheryl was on vacation last week. Shelly's on vacation this week. And I am working the reference desk upstairs as needed. Becky, her mother did pass away, so she's going to be out for 2 weeks, so we're all pitching in upstairs. And we sent a card from the staff board. And that's everything that I have.
I see there's a couple of reports from Dixie and
Shelley. Those are reports from Region 4 that they attended last month. I do want to add one other thing. I am obtaining quotes for a new projection system for this room, working and in the meeting with a number of companies, and I'm going to send a couple some more outreach to some other companies to come and give us proposals. My plan, I did report this morning at the Friends meeting. My plan is to gather all the information and give them one or two companies that we should recommend in August with implementation in the fall.
Sounds good. Oh, standing committees. You're done, right? Didn't want to cut you off.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
So personnel, we're going to meet Monday the 18th to, as required by the state's attorney, to fulfill the resolution of our Open Meetings Act violation. I don't believe any of the other committees have met. Okay, unfinished business. Before we get into the update on the open meetings violation, I have a little something I wanted to read. I had to write it down because I can't remember it all. So I would like to take a minute to address the recent articles about the Open Meetings Act violation that I reported to the deputy city clerk, Lisa Pickering. The violation was because of a personnel committee meeting that we held on April 24th at 6 p.m., due to an oversight and miscommunication, the meeting agenda was not posted. We discovered this after the meeting had concluded. This meeting was to address a personnel issue in closed session. The discussion we had after the employee issue was concluded, after reviewing the recording outlined by the state's attorney's office, was determined to should have been in open session. We had worked with the state's attorney's office on a resolution to this situation, and we'll release the 11 minutes that should have been in open session as part of the open session minutes. We were not spending any money as a committee, nor approving spending any money. No final action was taken on the issues discussed. We were not trying to hide anything. To classify this as damaging the credibility of the library board is unfair. We, the Library Board of Trustees, have always been open, transparent in all our meetings. If we were trying to hide anything, we could have made the recording disappear, but we chose to do the correct and legal thing to report the problem and do what is required to resolve the situation. The library board has always had the integrity and standards to take the appropriate action for the library and the taxpayers of Yorkville. We will always perform our duties in an open and lawful manner. Mistakes happen, and we learn from them. We will resolve the problem and take appropriate action so the problem does not happen again and move forward. The mission, although not the official mission statement of the library board, is to improve the services that the library offers and to maintain the highest value for the residents and tax dollars that pay to the library. So, that being said, in the packet is the letter that the state's attorney sent to us on what we need to do to resolve the Open Meetings Act. It was determined that it was not intentional, that we made a mistake and figured out what the mistake was and did what we had to do to make it to get it rectified. So we have the three steps that we have to do. We've scheduled a meeting for the 18th at 7 p.m. in this room, if it's available. Otherwise, it'll be in the kitchen. That'll be fun. We'll resolve it should be a short meeting, and we'll resolve the issue and let the state's attorney know, and we'll move forward. Any questions from anybody? All righty. Then we'll move on to the update of the strategic plan. Would you like to take that?
I don't have the notes.
You don't have the notes?
Hold on. It's in the minutes.
It's in the minutes. Okay.
I typed them for you.
Hold on a second here. Okay. So based on our last strategic planning meeting and the process we went through, just for the sake of everybody that's here, because I can't keep track of who participated in the strategic plan and who didn't. We completed review and as a board, our process to get through the SWOT analysis to identify kind of the areas we want to focus on as a board. We then had, as Elisa stated, a all-staff meeting with the staff and worked them through the same process of looking at what the strengths of the library are, weaknesses, opportunities, and risks. And we got a lot of great information from the staff, and we reincorporated some of the information we got from the staff back into kind of our discussion from what we had as a board. And we ultimately narrowed it down for our strategic objectives as a library to focus on five areas. So our strategic objectives are really our vision as we focus on what we want to achieve and how we want to improve. So this is really a 3 to 5 year plan on the areas we want to focus on as a library. So the five objectives were refining our organizational structure and staff development, so focusing on our staff. Two, and this was one that was definitely modified by the staff, was enhance our technology, programs, and availability of services. So with our staff discussions, they really focused in on the technology aspect of that, so we did want to include that as part of our objective. Three, focus on community involvement and marketing. And so that's a two-way street. We want our services to be more available to the community, and we want to partner with the community as well. Four, focus on financial stability through alternative funding and fiscal responsibility. And five, redesign emergency procedures and safety protocols. And that was another one that came from the staff. There were some concerns about whether or not our policies covered all of the safety areas we wanted to look at, as well as, some safety concerns that staff had brought up just with regards of, the building being a public building and the policies that were revolved around that. So out of those objectives, we developed some goals for this year. So this is just a snapshot of kind of what we want to achieve in this fiscal year. Aligning with the refining organizational structure and staff development, as our goal number one, we wanted to complete 3 staff in-service trainings by April 2019. And this is a new initiative that Elisa started as far as closing down the library for an afternoon and bringing all staff together to focus on a specific training topic. And then under strategic objective 2, goals for this year, offer online registration by March of 2019. So it was raised again in the staff discussions that they wanted the ability for patrons to be able to register for any events or sessions going on in the library online. So we feel that that's achievable this year. Under strategic objective 2, we also want to develop a DVD rental process that eliminates fees by December of 2018. So we want to evaluate that whole process, and I guess that's a point of contention for a lot of patrons that we charge for the DVD rentals. So we want to look at the revenue and how that's being used and evaluate that process by this year. Under the third strategic objective, one goal for this year is to evaluate the feasibility and use case of a marquee sign on Game Farm Road by the end of the year. So it was the feeling that we wouldn't probably be able to move forward with a sign this year as it's not really budgeted at this point, but just evaluate, again, alternative funding and what the cost would be to put some sort of signage out on Game Farm Road and potentially utilize that with marketing. The second goal for objective 3 is to develop new print materials to market the library programs and services. So this was more of a brochure and pamphlets to be able to share with people interested in the library. Goal number 3 for this objective would be to improve relationship with the city council, which is on the agenda for tonight. And then strategic objective number 4, we have a goal of securing 3 additional corporate sponsors by 2019. So this is going with alternative funding. So we want to try and find some sponsors in the area that are going to support the library. And then with our emergency procedure strategic objective, we have a goal of review the emergency procedures and safety protocols and have local authorities review and make recommendations for changes by April of 2019. So we have a full year plan, and I think our goal tonight was to share that, and I think we wanted to have a vote and discussion if there was any concerns or questions about moving forward with those as our goals this year and our strategic objectives as well.
Any questions pertaining to the goals and objectives that were outlined?
Okay.
Pretty aggressive. Mm-hmm. Pretty full year, like you said. So do we want to vote?
Are we seeing our goals for the year?
Yeah. So can I have a motion that we adopt these goals as outlined in the strategic objectives for the library moving forward up until April?
Sorry.
Oh.
Before I do, only because the staff is meeting again on Friday.
So just to clarify, the Friday staff meeting, that's going to be moving forward with the mission and values.
Okay.
So this is our vision. So our next step of the process is to engage the staff to focus on our mission statement and the values as a library. And then once we have that discussion with the staff, we can bring that back again to this group to vote on whether or not we want to adopt that or modify that as well.
So I wonder if we should wait and vote on one strategic plan with mission, values, and objectives and goals for year one, you know, as one whole document versus parts, or because I feel like depending on some of the values, mm-hmm. we might prioritize some of these slightly differently or add another one that we think we could fit in. I'm just not sure.
The values really shouldn't change our goals. The values are who we are. So that's things like integrity, honesty.
Okay.
That's really not going to shape what we want to achieve. So I think most of what we want to achieve is going to be on the strategic objective and vision. So my feeling on it is those conversations shouldn't really result in any change to these. Who we are isn't going to really change how we plan on operating this year. Just my feeling on it. I think it's pretty safe that this list will continue to be... I mean, we can always adopt amendments to it later on if we decide, but I feel like it's probably a good time, since this is the start of our fiscal year, to vote on these and move forward with these, so it's not lagging another month. And then next month we can look at the remaining pieces.
Sounds like a plan.
So I just want to make sure it's okay for us to vote on it now, because it's actually listed on the agenda on our new business. We have all of our ducks in a row.
Okay.
I mean, the strategic plan is on
unfinished
business.
Strategic plan is not
approving it is under new business. No.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's up to us.
So does that mean we do it today? That's what we need to do today, right?
Yeah. We can approve it, and we just
cross it off.
Okay.
This is all, it's all related there.
Right.
Yeah.
We've discussed it at previous board meetings.
Yep.
So I'll make a motion to approve the strategic plan and this year's goals for the board.
And I'll second. Beat you to it.
Yes.
I don't know that we, I think we just need all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Alrighty, we have a strategic plan. Okay.
I should say this well. Very nice job, Jason.
Very nice job, yes,
yeah.
Jason.
Thank you.
We appreciate your leadership in this. So now we go into spending some money. We've tabled this from last month for preventative maintenance. We had some questions. They did say that they would do this for 1 year.
Yes.
And
instead of 3 years,
even though it says 3 years on it,
well,
we can do it for one.
For all three, right?
Yeah. So.
And it is additional to have the coils cleaned.
I thought so.
Yeah.
But it was, we asked them to outline specific what is part of the inspection, and that's what this relies on.
And the part they added, would you mind pointing me to?
Page 6.
Page 7, 8. And when you spoke with them about the 4 visits per year, that was a startup shutdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
The mid.
Oh yeah, we had questions about that.
And what was the 4th one?
I think it wasn't a two.
Was it 2 year summer visits?
Yeah, it's 1 annual, 1 shutdown, and 2 operational.
Yeah.
And we did have an emergency call from Trico last week because the cottonwood got into the filters, and I had to come out and clean it.
So if we move forward with this agreement, it'd be billable, but would it be taken that would come out and clean it then?
Yeah, okay. I think it's something we should do. I think it's something we should have done before, and it may have saved us some repairs as we let it go for almost 9 years. Or we did let it go for 9 years.
On it.
And I think it came back to bite us.
Yep.
It's like inspecting your furnace and air conditioning at home.
Okay, so we are agreeing to 1 year?
We are agreeing to 1 year. Paid $795 per quarter.
Mm. Let me see that.
Well, it was...
I was going to say...
$745.
Yeah. Well, that's the third year. That's year three. Year one is $29.80.
Oh, never mind. I'm looking at the wrong subscription. Sorry. I'm looking at Demco. Yes, $745 per quarter. Or $2,980 per year.
I just want to be sure that whatever contract we sign specifically lists 1 year rather than...
Right, because this one says three.
It still has the 3 years.
Well, like we can cross off years two and three.
No, on page four, the agreement shall remain in effect for an initial term of 3 years beginning on 9/1/2018.
Yeah.
And shall continue from year to year thereafter unless at least 30 days prior to the expiration date of their initial term or an extended term, either party gives the other written notice. So we can't sign for them this one.
No.
I'll make sure it's revised before I sign off on it.
We can make a motion to approve with that revision. So I will make a motion that we approve the Dakin applied maintenance agreement to take care of our majorly expensive air handler in the total amount of $2,980 paid quarterly of $745 for a duration of 1 year.
I'll second that.
And I just, I'm sorry, before we make a motion and we get the amendment, I just want to make sure they remove the automatic renewal term along with the... So for duration, so right now it's set for 3 years and shall continue from year to year thereafter. Even if they change it down to 1 year, I don't want it to automatically continue year to year. I want whoever's sitting on this board in any year to evaluate whether or not it was a worthwhile investment.
What page are you?
Page 4.
Page 4
under the duration.
Okay.
So I just
want. But you can terminate it 30 days before. Well, do we want it to go uncovered if we lapse a month, though?
It's not covered as much as it is preventative maintenance. Right. So, I mean, our costs don't go down if something breaks. So I don't think it's really an issue if it lapses.
Yeah.
I just want us to have a discussion, or the board to have a discussion a year from now to say, did we get our money's worth? Was it a worthwhile investment? Do we want to continue doing this? So
we need to make sure to do it by now.
We should evaluate.
Yeah, that's the whole reason we're doing a 1 year term on it. So.
Right.
Did we decide not to get the emergency coverage?
Yeah, it says we waived it.
We waived it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know how much that costs. I'm sure it was a lot.
Yeah.
Emergency coverage always is.
So it's available on a time and a period basis.
Yeah,
which is fine.
Yeah, we have to pay each time they come out.
Yeah.
So do you want to do the wording so that I know what?
I think if we just list it at 1 year and leave it at that.
Period.
The agreement shall remain in effect for one term, and after that we'll only continue upon review and just, you know, review. And they should be comfortable with that. And I think if we explain to them the whole point of doing a year is we want to regroup in a year to make sure that this was...
And there may be new people on the board.
Right.
So, we have a motion. We have a second. Any other questions? Comments? We have a roll call, please.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Motion approved. Let me know when you get the change, Elisa, and I will come in and sign it. Okay, moving on to the city relations open dialogue. Well, it's going to be a short dialogue. Nobody showed up from the city. We invited them. Got no response back from them. They're the ones that say we don't want to talk to them, but when we invite them, they don't show up. So even our city liaison didn't show up, so we can't bring our concerns back to her, back to the city council. So,
city
short
council
item.
Meeting is tomorrow, right?
City council meeting is tomorrow, 7 o'clock, next door.
There's nothing on their
agenda. Nothing on their agenda about the library.
They are having an administration committee on the 20th.
Are you going to that one? Are you
not invited?
Not invited. I thought you were invited to one of them.
Okay, so I guess there's not much to be said about that. So we can move on to the online reservation software.
This is one of the goals that we would like to implement by March 2019. We did the research. There's one company that was bought out by Demco. With our Rails discount, it's $795 a year. This will allow our patrons to register online without having to come in or call the children's department. And there will be additional costs for our website, the company that does our website, to install the online system. And that's, I think, about $100 an hour. It should be fairly quick to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty standard. Most libraries do have the online reservation system. So since it's the first one to get it installed, this will be another perk for providing service for patrons.
Mm-hmm.
Convenience of being able to register from home.
I think I got an email from Shelley that WebLinks was offering to host our website for $400 a year. Or something to that nature. We paid $400 for 10 years to host it at GoDaddy.
Oh. Well, we've got to do something because our website is very slow.
Yeah. We'll have to talk to GoDaddy and say, well, what's up here? I don't think it's been looked at for a while.
It's very slow.
Yeah. So
we need to add that to future business?
Once
I was on it today and I didn't notice that it was slow, but
what aspects are slow?
When you go to our website just to connect.
Oh, loading the original page is slow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm wondering if maybe the construction they're doing on 34, because we've had a few outages with Comcast and a few outages with AT&T.
Our phones were out from till 3 o'clock one day.
Yeah.
The Comcast had a national outage.
Our web server isn't here, though, right?
No.
No, so that shouldn't impact.
Well, the internet connection is Comcast, which could affect it.
For the building,
yeah.
But the internet was fine.
But but that doesn't matter because it's held somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's wherever your servers are.
Yeah, it might be how the website's optimized, too, if the code hasn't been looked at in a while, so...
Yeah.
It could have us on a slower. You pay $400 for 10 years.
You
might be on the lower end of their priority list.
When you talk to WebLinks about getting this installed, if we approve it, can find out what it would cost to take a look at the code and optimize the code for. Because it's been, let's see. It's been at least 5 years since we put it up there.
Optimize the code.
I would ask them if they want to put together a proposal even to modernize and optimize the code of the website. Yeah.
I don't think nobody's looked at it for probably 5 years, because I think the domain, the registration expires in 2024. And I think when we did this originally with Michelle, she said, let's do it for 10 years. I went, okay.
So next month we'll look at this, the optimized proposal, and the exact cost to add this DEMCO to our existing website?
Well, I'd like to get this approved so that we can move forward. Otherwise, it's another month that we have to wait.
So we want them to put this on our existing website, even
right.
if it's slow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this DEMCO, most likely all that's going to go on our site is a link, and
mm-hmm.
they probably mm-hmm. host the actual registration form.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we change our website, it shouldn't change the registration process or form. And actually, even if our website's slow, the registration form should not be slow. I think it's great. I mean, as somebody who's
to not have to come in twice to register and then bring your kids in for the program.
And do you want to talk about what it means to your department to have this versus registering a person for your
program? I know that our patrons will really appreciate the fact of not having to come in to register their children. And now that the Friends are picking up the cost of our programming, that's no longer a factor. Because that became a factor when we had families coming in to register, because there were certain programs that there was a cost involved. So the Friends were gracious enough to provide the financial means for all of our programming. So we truly appreciate that. So the ability to register online is invaluable for our patrons.
So they don't pay the dollars for the refreshments and materials, but I would get almost every week an email from someone complaining about that, that they would go to Oswego because they didn't want to pay the dollars.
Do the Friends know how much we really appreciate them?
I hope they do.
I said, do the Friends really understand how much we really appreciate the effort they put in? Yeah.
I told
them. We really appreciate them.
I did mention it today in the meeting.
Okay. Good. Yeah. They do a wonderful job for the library.
They've been doing it for a long time.
Yes, they have.
Carolyn.
Yes, I would know.
So I see that this says Go Mobile on it when I'm reading this for the DEMCO software. Does that mean that there's an app you can download for your phone as well? Or for registering?
The registration is probably just mobile responsive, which means it formats and lays out fine on a cell phone screen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever gone to a website where it looks different on your phone, usually when they say wherever they prefer, it means they're mobile responsive.
It automatically goes to a mobile format.
That's
what it's not that it's an app. It's just like going
into
Google or something, and it's just formatting.
Right.
Okay.
Which is a big thing for web development, because 75% of websites are accessed through mobile devices now. So
I'll make a motion that we approve the DEMCO software for $795 for a 12-month subscription.
I'm just excited we can approve a goal.
Can we approve it because it's money?
We can approve it.
Yeah.
On the agenda.
Okay.
We just have to have a roll call to spend the money.
Get a second.
I'll second.
Yeah. All righty. We have a motion. We have a second. Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Motion carried.
So we're now down to 7 goals for the year.
There we go. Filled one. Excellent. All righty.
We knew that one was going to be the easier one.
Since we already did the strategic plan goals, water testing.
Okay, water testing. Public Works did come to work and they checked our water heater and said that it is at the temperature that it should be. He said that we ran all the water all through the building for about 10 minutes, and that basically emptied out the water heater from hot water to cold water. And it has improved. He said that we need to run it every week for 10, 15 minutes. So I've instructed the maintenance person to do that as part of their rotation. And it has improved. They were going to take apart the water heater and clean the coils, but doesn't feel that it's necessary. The city tests the water in all the buildings once a month, so they've added us on that rotation to test the water. So I'm not going to move forward with the private company to do that. We are part of the rotation now. It's just basically because the water's not used that much. I mean, it's used, but not to empty the heater. So
it's not like your house.
Right.
Nobody's to shower.
There's threat of the, you know, water being any bacteria in it. So let me staff know that in our meeting on Friday. But I believe that it's better. I mean, it's not the water's not going to go.
It's always a plus.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's always a plus.
Yeah. Okie doke. Emergency plans and safety. Emergency procedures and safety plan.
We need to set up a meeting.
I think we need to set up a meeting to do that.
Policy
committee.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yay.
So you guys can figure out when you want to meet and talk about that. Now the fun part, nomination of officers. It is that time of year again. We have... Pardon?
Yes.
Last year?
Really?
I don't know, right? I feel like it
was right after I started.
Yep. So right now we have me as the president, Carol is the vice president, Susan is treasurer, and Wameka is the secretary. Does anybody want to throw their hand into the ring for any of those positions?
Yes.
Or
I nominate myself as secretary. The exact same role I have.
Okay.
I can handle.
We can nominate all the same officers that we have next month. If there's next month, if anybody wants to throw their hat in the ring for any of those positions, they're welcome to. Or we can vote on the slate of officers at that time as they are.
So what is the procedure? You just have to say it orally? Do you submit it to Elisa?
You do it orally. Just in the board. The city has no say-so in it. We elect our own officers. So it's just, I would like to be this officer or that officer or whatever. And then the whole board votes on who they want to take that.
Or you want to nominate someone else for a role.
Or you can put somebody else's name in for a role. So...
If they're not here at the meeting,
they can object at the next meeting. So, anything else before the?
Are there any complications with the officers, given that three of us haven't officially been reappointed?
Okay. Don't think so, because since you're still on the board, you know, we'll cross that bridge when it comes, if it comes. Hopefully we'll fill our one vacancy with this fine gentleman in front of me, and that would be a good thing. So hearing no other business,
we're really very nice people.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one at the end.
So I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
All in favor? Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you for the press.